Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay, we left off yesterday, went through that Ambatia, a hard sugya, but I didn't want to skip it. Ambatia and Seifo, went through it quick, but I didn't want to skip it, so you went through the Sifim. So I want to just begin with the Mishabura summarization of the Psak Halacha. Let's get it. And the Mishabura points out here, Shin Yud Ches and Sif Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, I want you to see. So Mishabura points out it's mutter to put a lot of cold water in a Kli Rishon, mutter litin maim sonim merubin be Kli Rishon, betnai sheyishpoch kol amayim sonim basachas, kidesh lo yuchul yisbashal yedei maim achamim. Mishabura here quotes a Chai Adam, that says the following. He says, "V'mamayim merubim." He says, "Kaya tzonin l'toch chamin, v'chinim mechamin l'toch tzonah hayatzonin merubim shari." V'ayin l'chayim shkosev t'bitzonin l'chamin dav k'shofchem shvicha gedoyla b'pamachas. Aval mad mad asolaros. To do it slowly is osher sharm vashel takeif. It's going to cook immediately. Ma yoel shemitzdanach. How's that going to help? So that's a very important line in the Mishabura, because the Mechaber said that, you know, it's all these things are mutter. Latzuk maim latoch sonein maim sonein tzonein latoch maim hu shaloyeh bekli rishon. So lemaisa, you have to make sure it's not in the kli rishon, because the chamin are a kli rishon. It's also to pour cold water in them. And also to pour mehem lesoch mayim sonim muatim shishpash lo yodim. So you have to make sure, Lamaisa, that as the Ramah says, if they're mayim rubim kokach, that it's impossible that it'll get cooked, then it's mutter even in a kli rishon. Because normally we say that the Mechaber said a kli rishon's off limit. Don't do anything with the kli rishon. Tzon letocham, cham letotzon. Don't do it in a kli rishon. Comes the Ramah. If the water is so much, Lamaisa, inundated, that it's impossible to get cooked, even a Kli Rishon, it's mutter. So that's what I'm pointing out. The first Nakuda we're saying is Mishabur from the Chai Adam, that's only if you do it b'shvich achas. If you do it slowly, it's not going to help. I have a lot. The Ramah said even Kli Rishon is mutter, only b'shvich achas. That's the Mishabur b'shem the Chai Adam. Okay? In the Mechaber said, I don't want any doing this with a Kli Rishon. Who shall lobby of a Kli Rishon? Nish mischab min harbe. But the Ramah says not that way. The Ramah says, if you have a lot, Lamaisa, even a Kli Rishon, as long as it's no al eish. That's what the Tur said. Why was that? Because Mechsekim Avashal, if it's al eish. Why is he, the Ramah adds out, let's say, Rakshul, you want to do it a Kli Rishon, it's fine, but don't do it what? Don't do it where it's al eish. Why not? I thought it was Mechsekim Avashal, and Mishabura says, because why? You might forget and leave it there, and then it might be over Bishul Achar Bishul. Even though the Ramah said in Bishul Achar Bishul, over Lach, but there are Shitas in Rishon that say, Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul Lach. You could say one or two Sfaras, why? The Ramah says, make sure it's Shalom Agabesh. One sec, Yudah. So that's the first Nakuda I want you to get. Second Nakuda is that we hold Ladina, I'm sure you saw it, it's usher to pour Mayim Chamim from a Kli Rishon, Amayim Sonim Muatim. We don't hold like that Rashb and the Ran. We hold like Tyson Shabbos on Daf Mem Beis. We don't hold that beautiful theory of the Rashb and the Ran. Also, we had it on Tyson Sochem on Daf Mem. Remember, we put that together, Lamais, yesterday. But we don't hold like it, Ladina. You need to what? You need to have a lot of hot water, a lot of cold water. You're not allowed to pour Mayim Chamim from a Kli Rishon, Amayim Sonim Muatim. The Ber Alocha, who was Marich Bezeh, and he said that we're Masik L'Chumra, like we said, but B'dyevid, you could rely on the Rashban, the Ran, and Taisim Sochem we're adding on. Taisim Sochem, Rashban, Ran, Taisim Sochem. Remember, we had one Nakuda difference. You remember the Nakuda difference we had yesterday? When we added on to Taisim Sochem, you remember what that was? We had a slight difference. Remember what that was? What was the slight difference that we had? We had a slight difference. You remember what the slight difference was we had? We had a slight difference between the Taisim Sochim and you remember what the difference was? That the vort of what? The vort of the Rashba and the Ran was even according to Manamri Law Gover. This theory of what? That it never allows it to get good, but Taisis Lamaisa in Sochim boxed it in only according to Manor to Tall Gover. Okay, that was the chiluk that we had. Lamaisa. But this is the second Nakuda. I want you to get it, that Bidiyevid, we're all lying, the Rashba and the Rana had that Taisim Sochim. In the third Nakuda, Mr. Bruce speaks this out, Lamaisa. Okay? And then the third Nakuda, he speaks it out of Pei Gimel there. Also, the one we just mentioned with the Chayadam Lamaisa. Okay? Also, a third Nakuda from the Mr. Bruce I want you to get on this is Klisheni. It's mutter to put in even Mayim Sonim Watim. Okay? It's mutter even to put mayim sonim watim in a klisheni, and it's mutter to pour from a klisheni on mayim sonim watim also. That comes out, that's pasha, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Sifri Gimel, Allah Lamaisa, that comes out from Sifri Gimel. So those three nekudas, let's get from the Mishnah Brura, Lamaisa, on this din. As I said, it's a complicated sugi, but it's not so complicated, but you go through the Ambati, Seifel, and the din of what? The din of Kos. Okay, so don't think that Basil matters everything. Chamel tov son and son tov chamel. He only matters bekos. The Gemara says bemedvarim kos. Don't think everything he allowed it by kos is a klisheni. That's what the Machaber echoes at klirishon. He doesn't want anything in klirishon. But the Ramah says if it's so much, we'll allow it even in a klirishon. Okay, based on this, based on this now. That's the first mahalach I wanted to mention. Second mahalach that comes from here is I wanted to get to Bishul B'mayim. This is all discussing. We're discussing Bishul B'mayim. What's the story with Bishul B'mayim? Cooking water. So what do I mean to say by that? Well, the Radbaz says an amazing chiddush. I think we briefly mentioned it. The Rabbaz and Chelik Alf, I mean, the Lashon of Gemara and Shabbos and Mem Beis says, Echad Shem and Echad Maim, Yatza Letis Bo Asar, Ein Yatza Letis Bo Mutter. It says, Echad Maim, Echad Shem. There's no difference. Poshub Shad is, most posts, there's no difference between water and other liquids. But the Rabbaz and the Chuvis, Chelik Alf, Sim Reishit Gimel, has a stunning Chiddush. That Mayim, there's no Bishul Minat Torah at all. Never. It's all the Rabbanon, because you can eat it raw. You could eat water from the sink. So since you can drink water from the sink, Lamaisa, you're not chayvin at Torah. Amazing Kiddush. We don't paskin like that at all. Lamaisa, obviously there's an issue of rice if you cook up water. But I want you to know the sheet of the Rabbaz. As a harchava to that, that's why I gave you these Eglei Tals. The Eglei Tal has a Kiddush, but in a different direction about mine. Amazing. The Eglei Tal claims that the notion of cooking when it comes to water is warming. It's really chimum. And he wants to claim, and I gave you the Mar Makaimis, in a few places he says it, he wants to claim that if in fact, the water that you cooked got cold, it could very well be to the degree he wants to say that no one would drink it. So he wants to say, maybe there would be a chiyuv min atayra. Maybe there would be a chiyuv min atayra. It's kind of like the extreme difference on the other side of the pole from the Radbaz. The Radbaz says you're never chayv bishul min atayra on water. The Eglei Tal says water is such that it lends itself, and thank you, Daniel, the Eglei Tal, water is such that it lends itself, Reish Pei Zayin, that Lamaisa, if it loses its what? Its retichousness, whenever you could say such a thing like that, even if it would stay still Yatzel lettuce bowl, if you would up it from Yatzel lettuce bowl to a shear of Kedei Reticha's mom is boiling out, he says maybe you chayv bishul min atayra. This is what he says, and this is only said by water, this vort. Because the whole vort by bishul by mom is chimum. And therefore, there is a distinct difference between Yatzel lettuce bowl and getting it steaming hot when a person wants to drink a tea. Or a hot water, let's say, hot water straight up, you know, for the dessert, we said. That's what he wants to tie in. And he says, that chiddush is only said, this notion is only said by water. It's an amazing chiddush. This chiddush is only said by water. And this brings us, he says, to the Rabbeinion in the Igris HaTshuva. Amazing. We had a drush Aran earlier, you remember? The first thing, now we have a Rabbeinion in the Igris HaTshuva. What's going on here? So this is quoted in the Nemukios of the Perik Lo Yachpor and Baba Basra, second parak. He says, there's a machshela gedoli seen amongst people. And he points out that there are people that pour hot water into what? A tafshul. Let's say into a chulin or into a tafshul. And he says, I have two concerns. I aser iru mayim l'kteiru. Even if the water's hot that I'm pouring in. Because sometimes maybe the water is really not yatzel lettuce bowl, and I'll get it cooked in the kedera, which is yatzel lettuce bowl. Number one. Number two, he says an amazing svara, that through the irui, posekis reticha samayim, somehow through the irui, the reticha samayim will what? Will stop and it no longer will be yatzel lettuce bowl, and then you will cook betav shulcham. And then you will cook betav shulcham. It'll become cooked lemaisa betav shulcham. So one is b'metzias, it never was yatzel lettuce bowl. Number two, even if it was lemaisa, even if it was, there's a concern, and this is quoted by the Beis Yosef and Reish Gimel. And even if it was, it might get lower through the pouring, and then it gets reheated, and you're chayiv. Now, if you look closely at the Rabbeinu Yoina in the Geirus HaTshuva, I didn't see it inside, but the way it's quoted, I'll read you his Lashon, is that he basically is saying, and this is the way the Eglei Tal seems to say it, right? Even if the Mayim Rotchim is Yatzel Lezach, Shemar Mosom Mitoch HaKumkum Paskar Ritichasom La'alter. So the way the Eglei Tal interprets that line in the Rabbeinu Yoina is that it didn't necessarily dip under what? Didn't necessarily dip under Yatzel Lettuce Bowl. It still might be Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, but the fact of the matter is that you're going from Yatzel Lettuce Bowl to elevating to Kedei Reticha by going into Tafsha also might be Chayim, because that's this word of Chimum. And then he says, well, you know what? The Rabbeinu Yerucham quotes Rabbeinu Yonah in another place. It says, Zdavka mitstamek v'yafalo. But mine is always mistamic viralo, because it's going to evaporate, right? No. So he says, Lamaisa, on the next page, no, maybe it's only by mayim, this shtickle. This shtickle of elevation, kedei reticha, there is a notion of mistamic what? There is a notion of a mistamic viofalo, because there is a notion of getting it really, really hot before it starts evaporating, because you want it steaming. So the Eglei Tal is mechadish the schidish nifla, that lamaisa mayim you could really be chayv min atera in a sense going from yatzel lettuce bowl to this is the way he reads this Rabbeinu Yonah, and therefore he says you don't have to say the two Rabbeinu Yonahs because at first he said these two Rabbeinu Yonahs don't stim, therefore maybe the two Rabbeinu Yonahs. Now after his tikkun teira he says it's one Rabbeinu Yonah, and therefore what? And therefore he says you're chayv. Ein anu tzrichim lomer trei Rabbeinu Yonah hein. Amazing. So Lamaisa comes out. It's really pumfakir to that Radbaz. But at the end of the day, it's such a beautiful chiddush. He's chozer bo in Nashmatis. In Nashmatis, in Sifches, he's chozer bo. And he says, we'll go with the standard shot that Lamaisa, as long as it's not nitzdan on the Gamri, we know that from the Ramah, there won't be any Bishul. And Lamaisa, it could very well be it's gone lower than Yad, bless you, it's lower than Yad Saletis Bo, but as long as it's been cooked once, you know, the Ramah says, Ein Bishlach HaMishra Dara Lach, as long as it's not cool completely, Lamaisa, he says, he backs out of the Chiddush in Nashmadas. That's the way Rabbi Avadia quotes him to as well, Halacha Lamaisa, in Simichov Beis, Chelik Tali Chavadas, he says, Zok Tava Amnam Riti B'Sefer Egle Tal, Bashmatis, B'Tavkuf Lam Chaz Vesh Kosov, Yimadayin Mayim Chaim Shiyat Saletis Bem, okay, the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber never quote this Rabbeinu Yonah. I mean, the Beis Yosef quotes Reish and Gimel, it's not in the Mechaber. He never quotes Reish and Gimel, never quotes it in Shin Yud Ches. So Memele, he's chozer both from this. Does any posse go with what the Eglei Tal thought originally? Yes, Reb Binyamin Zilber, in his Sefer Az Nidbru, or a Chaim Chelik Vav Simin Yates Oz Beis, the Simin Chof, he says, water that was Paskim Ritichasim, the Maim Shep Paskim Ritichasim, even though it's Yachal Letus Bem, Yesh Lem Bishul Achar Bishul. And therefore he says, you got to be very careful about this. And he says, Lamaisa, you have to be very careful. A Kumkus with Maim Chamin that's placed on a Plata, don't put it in a place where it's going to even get hotter than that, because that might be Bishul Minatayr. Amazing. I, and he says, I'm being more machmer than the what? I'm being more machmer than the Egle Tal. The Egle Tal was told it on the Machlaikis, Michael Ben Sartre Buchko Tsarko, that Daniel Yusei is going to speak about, Lamaisa, we paskin, Lamaisa, we paskin, that it's the Araisa, up to Mavushiko Tsarko. We're machmer with the Rambam. Even though he said Mikra didn't like the Rabban and the Egle Tal, but the bottom line is, he says, I know that the Egle Tal was Chozobo from the Chiddush, but the bottom line is, I'm going with it, and the truth of the matter is, people are very into chimum, of the getting scalding hot, and therefore he says, I believe I'm going to stick with my shita. Now this is against Reb Moshe, in Chelek Dalet, Simenai and Dalet, Bishlos Aleph. Reb Moshe writes, Mutter, Lahartiach Maim, Shekfar Nispashlum, and as long as the Yatso let us bow once, Imadayim Heim Chamim, Ruyim Lishtiel, like the Ramah, it's not like Amri. So I want you to just get the shtickle with this about the Radbaz, on one pole, and then the Egle Tal with Rabbi Yom and Zilber on the other. The truth of the matter is, we should just point out also, we didn't point this out, we did when we discussed about, you know, when you got to do, when your caterer's got to do a lot of, cleaning the dishes with a lot of hot water. Do you have to check every cup has those drops? Remember we discussed that? But I didn't mention it at that time, I want you just to get it, that Reb Moshe, in Orach Chaim Chelek Av Sof Simen Sadi Gimel says it depends. If the tipos were never cooked, then it's usser to pour it from a Kli Rishon. But if the tipos that are ready were what? Ready, the waters were already cooked once, then he says don't worry about it, it would be fine. And the Shmir Shabbos says the following in Amud Yutesif Menvav, Lefikach Yesh La'akbet Lelishpok Mekli Rishon Letov Salachas Arkoshen and Nikios V'Yavashas Lagamri. There, he's not machalik the Shmir Shabbos between whether it's rochach v'nitztanin lebein lachshon and ispashal. So there, the Shmir Shabbos is what is more machmer than Reb Moshe, and Reb Svi Pesach Frank in the Tshuvas Haratzu or Chaim Chelik Aleph betal harim in Meleches Mevasif Kanaf is machalik lemaisa also like Reb Moshe. Was it cooked or was it not cooked already? He says like Reb Moshe. So I want you to get those nekudas that come out lemaisa. Legabi what? Legabi the mind. Yes, go ahead, Yehuda. Yes. You mean the Rabbeinu Yonah, mean?
Yeah, but if I thought quoted in the...
Yeah, quoted in the Mekuyah, yeah. But it's a Rabbeinu Yonah in the Igeres Tshuva.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's known as, famous says. Yeah, okay, yeah, go ahead.
So how does he understand Yehuda that he's saying that when you pour it, it's going to cool down?
I mean, how does Irui in general work? Remember, we had three shitas. Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Kli Klipa. So you're saying, Lamaisa, how does it, I mean, it's against all concept of Irui, you mean? I think he would respond by saying Irui is in a vacuum. But if it's Irui pouring to something hot, that's a different phenomenon.
But he's saying that the reason that it's a problem is because the thing which was in a Kli Rishon, which was...
No, you're pouring from a Kli Rishon. So okay. It's Irui Kli Rishon into a Tavshol. But the Tavshol intimidates the Irui and makes the water from the Irui go lower than what? Two ways to learn it. Either go lower than Yatza Lettuce Bowl, or even to go or to go Yatza Lettuce Bowl from its level of Reticha. And that itself is Bishul. In a regular case of Irui, you're just pouring Stam, let's say, on Sonane. But this is you're pouring from Cham on the Cham.
I understand. So what the Havana is that you're pouring from Cham. And then in the process of pouring from Cham, it cools down. And now once it hits the hot food, now you're recooking. But if that's the way Iroi works, so then why is it ever bishul when you pour from a Kli Rishon into a Kli Sheni? Because the liquid will have cooled on its way into the Kli Sheni.
Well, this is the Ron's Taina. Your Taina is the Ron. The Ron in the beginning of the Metonin, Scholik Alav, and he says, the din is, ain't bishul achar bishul. He doesn't say, your Taina. He says the halacha is ain bishul achar bishul, even gam belachshin it's tanein, and therefore it's not shayach that din. But the Ron himself is cholik. You're asking a different kash. You're asking the institution of Irui then should go out the window, basically on what he's saying.
Unless the Rabbeinu Yonah holds that Irui Kli Rishon is Kli Sheni, I guess if he holds that, then that would be okay.
Yeah, if you say that, we got to check that. If you check, maybe that's what was guiding him to say that.
Right.
This whole svara, but let's check it. I thought it was a Machlokes Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam, no?
Yeah.
Let's check that. You're saying good. Okay, maybe that's the word. Very good. But I want you to know the Ron in the beginning of the Atonement is Cholek for a different reason. He says, La'alach, we say, Ein Bishalach or Bishal. It's not a problem. Imalach, and it's Tanein, like the Ram and the Rashba. And therefore, Lo Shaykh the dinner of Ben Yoyna, who have Mayim that's already cooked. Okay, fine. So that's regarding the Mayim and the Psak Lagabi Mayim. Let's now move to guys to Matzekis. Okay? Let's now move to Matzekis. But, you know, before we get to Matzekis, let me just mention, because I did, you know, let's just clearly get that completely, because we did hint to it about things that are raw. So let's just get to that by halacha l'maisa. You know what? Let's wait on it. Maybe we'll do it another time, l'maisa. But, okay, we'll do it another time. Okay, let's now get to Matzekis, okay? Let's get to the din of Matzekis about the ladle, okay? All right. We hinted to that about the raw with the Mishabru in the beginning, but we'll do it in its complete form, Bezus Shem. Okay, another time. So let's get to the din of Matzekis. It's interesting that the Taz right here in Shin Yud Ches Sifkot Yutes, and it's in Yordei Simin Sadi Beis Sifkot Lamed, the Taz and the Shach is the end of Simin Kuf Zayin, says that a ladle, Matzekis means a ladle, should be like a Kli Rishon. You know, you put the ladle into a Kli Rishon. Is that ladle like a Kli Rishon because it's Allah Eish? Or maybe say it's like a Kli Sheni because it's only there a short time. So the Taz and the Shach, they say Beferish, that it's like a Kli Rishon, and it's also to pour from a Matzekis, Agabe Dover Sheni Mavushal, because it's considered to be Iri Mikli Rishon. Mamish Iri Mikli Rishon, because you view a ladle like a Kli Rishon. So you pour that ladle into the bowl, it's like Iri Mikli Rishon. However, the Ma'aril, quoting the Taz there, argues. The Ma'aril claims that a ladle is dino kikli sheni. The only time I'll agree with you is if you leave the ladle in the pot for a long time. Sha'a. You leave it there a long time, the kli. Sheshoi vimo beso kli rishon, ashir of kedei reticha. If you leave it in there for, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, it's going to get steaming hot like the kli rishon. So lamaisa, that's going to be called a Kli Rishon. But Balavach, you put it in for 3 seconds to dish out the soup, says the what? Says the Ma'aril, this is a din of Kli Sheni. Benim of Asher b'chol Gavne. Bless you. And then there's a third sheet, the Chavis Das. Chavis Das is the Nesivis, right? The Nesivis writes the following. The Gon Milisa, one of the Gedolei Hador in the late 1700s, the Gon Chavis Das, in Sadi Beis, in Yordain, the Burim Sifkon Chav Zayin, scholik strongly on the Taz, and he claims that if you put something that's not Mavushal, but Tokta Matzekis, it's a Kli Rishon and it's Mavashal. But if you pour from the Matzekis, Agabe Dover Sheinim Mavushal, it's considered to be a Iri Shinifsa Kakeluach, and it's not Mavashal. So that's the sheet of the Chavis Das. If you put a Dover Sheinim Mavushal, Betoch HaMatzekis, then he says it's like a Kli Rishon and Mavashal. But if you pour from the Matzekis, Algabe Dover Sheinim Mavushal, it's considered to be Irish and Nifsa Kakiluach, which we'll get to Bez Hashem later in Shir, and it's not Mavashal. So that's the Chiddush. So you have the first sheet, the Shach and Taz, that it's a Kli Rishon Mamish. You have the Ma'aril, that it's like a Kli Sheini. And then you have the Chavis Das, it's kind of like in the middle. Whereas if it's a davar, if you put a davar shein mavushal in the matzekas, you're like a kli rishon. But pouring from matzekas al davar shein mavushal, it's like a what irish nifsa keiluach v'nei mavashal. Okay. Now, lemaise, we had a gemara. I gave you a gemara. What does the gemara say in Memem Beis? I'm Reb Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Pamachas nichnasti acharebi lebeis amirchatz. Okay. Ubikashti laniach lo pach shel shemen ba'bati. I asked him to put a canister of oil in the bathtub. Vamar loy. He said to me, "Tul b'kli sheni v'tein." He said, "Put it in a kli sheni v'tein and give it." Shema mina tlas. Shema mina shemen yesh po mishum bishul. Shema mina kli sheni in a mavashul. Shema mina hefsheru zo bishulo. So what does Rashi say on that Gemara? He says, "Tul mina mayim b'kli sheni she itstanenum at the kli sheni in a mavashul." Thank you, Moshe. V'acharkach nosan apach l'toch also klisheni. Shacham bati shacham and nimshachal min amayin chashal l'klisha shenitku bo chule. So the pashas of Lashon HaGemara and Rashi is that kli that you're shav mayin min ambati nosan hapach shemen. That kli, the one that you drew it out, meaning it's mamish like a ladle. You're putting the pach shemen in that. And that's considered to be like a Kli Sheni. So that's a raya brew to the maril and a pella lamaisa on the taz and the chavis das poshup shot. Lechur l'shitas what l'shitas a taz it should have been also within matzekis. Lechur lamaisa there's a pella according to the taz and chavis das. Lechur it's a raya for the maril. The way you're saying it lamaisa is that it should have been a problem. The taz himself is bothered by this. So the taz is miyashiv like this. The Taz is Miyashiv, Ein Litos Velomar, Dachi Kamer Dem Klisheni Yisho Bin Abat Yishu Kli Rishon. Nim Solama Chib Klisha Shavu Klisheni. Zet Eno. Vimkin Hayalo Lomar Stam Tub Klisheni Vitain. Take it in a Klisheni Vitain. The Sud Ima Forest to Mashom of Klisheni Koi Al Tul Hanib Shasan Atilia Klisheni. Havada Ein Shaykh Lomar Kane. The Bishasan Atilim in a Rot can have a Kli Rishon. Shari Besochu. The Gamkin ain't lomar shia klisheni actually yotzim in a mayim. Doesn't poof come into a become a klisheni da tool but klisheni kamar shmani mishas netila amar lo v'lo tzah shalachar at the time you took it suk shiotziu misha kishiotziu misam alav shem klisheni da toko klisher actually shkar yek klisheni like magically every klisher that cools down becomes a klisheni. The su the taisus. Kosu the ikar achiluk ben klirishon klisheni who should dofnos of roschen zebavadai dofnos of chamin. So lomaisa comes out, okay, comes out. The pshat is that Rebbe said tool min amayim beis a dover, and he said put it to a klisheni like any klisheni in Gemara, and therefore the raya is lomaisa the chiddush is dimayev akam rabusa about a klirishon shenasa achach sheni hayalo sham lomer chiddusha. If it's true that poof, it became klisheni, lomaisa from a klisha should have said, "Makom di alfinim in a klisheni mivashol." Tvei hayelo lomer afi klisha nasa klisheni mivashol. So that's how the Taz answers the kasha. Okay, so memeile comes out that we have three shitas. So how does the Mishnah Berurah hold? So there's three Mishnah Berurahs, guys, on this question of a ladle. Three different Mishnah Berurahs. Number one, Sifkot and Pei Zayin. He says. Im shoyv bekli reken mitoch kli rishon yesh omrim the dino ke kli rishon v'prati masha kli reken besochat shemal v'tichav adai mikra kli rishon. It's masha that he's machmir that a matzekes is a kli rishon because and it's kol shekin if you leave it there a long time. But he seems to come from the approach that it's a kli rishon. That's in Sifkot and Pei Zayin. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah earlier in Sifkot Mem Hey, he says like this. I'll read you the lashon. Chen masha nogin is a noshim kishe osin chamim miragle behema. A lot of times they make it like a, you know, from the legs of animals. Lachto chatichas pas. They cut a piece of bread bekli. Valarachle and marak sharagolim bekli rishon. They pour like a soup of chicken on the bread. Lo yofahim osum. Dafilim lo yitin apas betchilat shiara marak tchilat betchilat shiasa klisheni. Halo kosa or ramah yesh lo az arbeze. Elim rotsu litin pas yamten shlo yeyat zolezbo marak. O! L'chachova pachas yishav bekaf min akadera. Put a spoon in the pot of this chicken leg soup, or meat leg soup. K'deshetia kara kli shlishi. What do you see from there? He's holding like the maril. Then a matzeket is a kli sheni, and it becomes and the bowl is a kli shlishi. And the truth is, there's a third Mishnah Berurah. Reish nun gimel sof sifkot and pei dalet. If the kidney is with marak. Shibakara shinitstan on the gamre, bavada yesh medina, lizarish lishbuch alem, iklusha kim ayre kaf. Same thing, Lamaisa. He says, if you do it ayre kaf, it's fine, because the tzalachas will be a klishlishi. The mela, yesh laksa, steering the Mishnah Berurah. Do you hold like the maril? Do you hold like the taz? Make up your mind. Oh. And don't tell me that the Mishnah Berurah holds like the chavis das. And therefore, in Simon Shin Yud Ches, he went lechumra and pei zayin, because we're talking about shehiyah b'soch hakaf. Mashenke and reish nun gimel, we're talking about iri from the matzekes, right? That might have been good to answer reish nun gimel, but it's not going to answer what? Memhei, which is in Shin Yud Ches, Sifkot Memhei. Because l'maisa, in Sifkot Memhei was posik l'kula, and there we're talking about shehiyah b'soch hakaf. So you cannot say he's holding like the chavis das. So let's offer two mahalchim to frame for this theory in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? Two different mouths. The first one we just slugged up. Actually, we're offering three. The first one we just slugged up. So the first Mahalik is from the Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, and Chela K. Simon Kufchav Zayn Hos Gimel, wants him Yashin to the Steer and Mishnah rule like this. Since there's a Machloikis, what the status of the Matzek is, it's a Sveik of the Din. The Mele is a Sveik of the Din. So if you have a Savik, whether something's a Klerishin or a Klesheni, you better be Machmer. But if you have a Savik, whether it's a Klesheni or a Kleshlishi, you can be Mekel. Especially in light of the fact that some are matter, even the Klerishin, right, by Bishalach Rafia. And even if the Ramah is Lamach Machmer, even by a Klesheni, but a Savik Klesheni, whether it's a Klesheni or a Kleshlishi, Lechuru, you should be Mekel. So Memela, based on this, you can for emfer. Because in Reish Nun Gimel, he was Holich Lakula, we're dealing with the Dover Lach, Shinis Bashel, and now it became cold. So I can Mitzarf the Shid Zain Bishlach Bishl Lach Shin Itzani. Whenever I have a Sneef to be Mekel on, then I'll say like what? That a ladle's like a Klesheni. Whenever I don't have a sniff to be Mekel on, then I'll go back and hold like the Taz and Shach that is a Klerishin. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Memhei has that Kula. And in Reish Nun Gimel Lamaisa also has that Kula that we're talking Ein Bishlach Abish B'davar Lach. So if you say like that, so then I'll say that a Leid is like a Klesheni. But in Sifkat Pei Zayin, he was talking straight up, and Lamaisa dishing out the soup. And therefore, in that case, he'll be machmer like the Taz and Shach that it's a Klerishin. Okay. The Mor HaShabbos is Meir on Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, because the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Memhei was talking to even be Mekel about onions and garlic. Onions and garlic. And therefore, Lamaisa, there's no Lamaisa Kula to put them in a Klerishon. Right? Why would there be? There's no way to be makel on that. You can't say that what the betzalim are like tavlin; they're not mispashal but klisheni. So therefore, lemaisa, it doesn't really necessarily work in sifkat memhei this answer because lechura. What's the other sniff there? What's the other sniff there? Because this might be kali abishal, the betzalim and the shuman. So lemaisa. It would be a little bit difficult to say this vort. Now it comes out that the shita Mishnah Berurah al pi this beer of the Minchas Yitzchak is whenever you can be mekel with another sniff, we'll do it. We'll treat it like a klisheni. There's no other sniff, then we'll treat it like a klirishon. That's how the Shmir Shabbos is masbir the Mishnah Berurah as well. Where's the Shmir Shabbos in Ha'ara Kuf Pei? So it comes out lamaisa. Comes out that Alpidis Minchas Yitzchak, if you want to pour from the Matzekis, Mayim Rokim, the Nims of a Klerishon, Mayim Sonim Muatim, it would be what? It would be permissible. Why would it be permissible? Going back to what we said in the beginning of the year. Because you have the Rashb and the Ran, and Taisim Sochim. That's a sniff. Memela, even though Rabu Chokin, Alava, we don't Paschal like, but it's a sniff. So Memela, I could take what? I could take a ladle out of a klirishon of hot water, big pot, and pour it onto Mayim Sonanim, into a klisheni, because Lamais, we hold like the Rashba and the Ran. Aye, the ladle. Ladle's a klisheni in this case. And therefore, what I'm pouring into is a klishlishi. Okay? Kamochain, one would be mekel through a ladle, or lishosh, to put, you know, shkedi marak, you know, because you would hold. Even if you hold the Eish Bishal Acharafia, we know there's some shitas hold Ein Bishal Acharafia, the Rav Yah, and therefore also that would be a kula halach lamaisa pour through the kaf, or even to put the shkede marak lamaisa, would be okay lamaisa because again lamaisa you have another kula because it's a davar lach and it's bashal palm umiatan it's tane lamaisa, right? Even though the Shulchan Aruch is asers that, but maybe through a matzekis what lamaisa yesh lahater. So in other words, you have another situation where you have another sniff where you have the din of ein bishul acharafia, and you can be mekel al yedei the kaf, and where you want to pour it on a davar lach that was cooked once, also maybe there's room to be mekel al yedei matzekis. Okay, you're trying to pour rotzel laros ayidei davar lach shispashel pamachas, and now it got cold lamaisa. So you're trying to pour it lamaisa ayidei davar lach that was cooked once, and now it got cooled down lamaisa. So maybe in that situation, there's also room to be mekel. What is that situation though? He says gam kein heiches shirotzel laros ayidei davar lach shenispashel pam. Right, umiata nitztane. Okay, and now it got cooled down because you're doing it. Even though the Shulchan Aruch said that would be usher lamaisa, but he says maybe through the matzekes would be make. Okay, so that's the mahalach of that's the second mahalach we want to frame for the Mishnah Berurah. First one to say like the Chavos Das, he can't say. Second one to say the Michlus, we have a difficulty with this. How does it save the onions and the garlic? But then there's a third mahalach, and this the Shmir Shabbos brings up in Horus Kuf Pei. Then maybe we could say the following, and the Chazon Ish has like this at Siman Kufchav Bey, Sifkot and Gimel. Maybe you can distinguish the Kedera that's on Eish and a Kedera Shalog Ab Eish. What are you putting the ladle in? If the what, it's Ala Eish, Lamaisa, if it's Ala Eish, then we'll say the ladle's like a Klerishin. If the Kedera Shalog Ab Eish, then we'll say that the ladle's like a Klesheni. So if you say like this, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Pei Zayin says, if you're mashing the Kedera, Shir Kedera Ticho, Dara Kli Rishon, everyone says the Matzek is Kli Rishon. Everyone says that later like a Kli Rishon. Why did the Mishnah Berurah Mechalik? He should have been Mechalik there. He should have been Mechalik, Lamaisa. In Sifkan Mem Hei, right, he wasn't Mechalik like that. So it could be, and I want you to get this, and this is how you plug it in good. Sifkan Mem Hei is talking with the Kedera Shalog Gabeish. So it's you're not allowed to take the ochum and akderish and nimsa salgeish. It's the din of agasa. We learned. So memela, the talking about a case over there where the kederish is not on the eish. Memela, it's not going to reach keder reticha, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah didn't need to mention it. It's self understood that memhei is talking about shalag abeish. Memela, the ladle's like a klisheni, but in Pesayim we're talking about aleish, and therefore it's a klirishin. Pei Sifkon, Pei Zayin, talking about Mayim. Mayim, remember, we said there's no din of Agasa, according to Avdin Ezer. So it could be that the Kedera was Al-Aish. You don't have to worry about Agasa because it's Mayim. The truth is, the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Korban Pesach, or Achaim Simen Kufcha, Pei Sifkon, Gimel, Dimasko Seder, says that the Chiluk Adin Legabe Mimakzekis, whether Yeshoyev Minakli, Rishon, that's not on the Al-Aish, that's considered to be the Matzekes Kli Rishon. Whether it's Shalog Agabeish, then it's a Kli Sheni. So Memela, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Bezayin, it's posik l'chumra, because he's talking about Alaish. Masha'enkin in Sifkot Memhei, and in Reishnun Gimel, right? Reishnun Gimel Sifkot Beidal. He's talking about Chutz Me'esh, and therefore a Mekel. Halach l'maisa. Okay? If Shalog Agabeish, also we're not, even though with the Ramah, we had a shtickle, then maybe there's a problem. Agasa, but Shalog Agabeish, don't worry about it. The Balava Achila Maisa, he was Holech Lakula, and he wasn't worried about the Agasa issue. So that would be a third way to frame for the Mishnah Berurah that there's no stira. Now, if you look in the Chazon Ish in Yordaya Simin Lama Beis, it's Mash Midvarov that a Matzekis that Yershav Mikedeira Shalom Nimsa Gabi Eish is considered to be what? Is considered to be a Kli Rishon. So it comes out as a stira in the Chazon Ish. From what he said in Ochos Korban Pesach, no Shabbos, to what he said in Yordaya. So, Lamaisa, it's hard to rely on this Heter. Lamaisa, it's hard to rely on this Heter. So, Memela, what we have to probably say is, go back to that, the Mahalach, the second Mahalach we said, it is you have a Snif to be Mekel, you have a Snif to be Mekel, then you could assume it's a Kli Shein. If you don't know Snif to be Mekel, then a Matzekes would be considered to be a Kli Rishon. But the Or Letzion, Perek Lamed Aluch Yud Zayin Paskins Lehed, you like that Chazon Ish, this Mahalach, that if it's on the flame, if it's on the fire, then the ladle is a Kli Rishon. If you took it off, then it's considered to be a Kli Sheni. And the Yaakov Yosef in also says Yesh Omrim that when you take it off, he says that if it's on the fire, it's Kli Rishon. If you take it off, it's a Kli Sheni. Lamaisa, he says you should be Chayshish if you can, that even when it's Shalal Aish, to treat it like a Kli Rishon, the ladle. So, Lamaisa, the best bet is what? Always to have another Svar to be Mekel, And not to say, oh, I hold a matzekah straight up is like a cliche. Anyway. So I want you to know these three mahalkim in the Mishnah Brura to frame for this theory. But let's take this a step further. And that is, what happens if you take a ladle from a klisheni? Do you treat that ladle like a klisheni or do you treat it like a klishlishi? So the Shvisa Shabbos and Meleches Mevasan Sifcha Falef says the following. Hashoyu b'kli reikon mitok kli rishon dino ke kli rishon l'chumra. The Hosef Azeh in the parentheses. Meaning that if you show the klisheni reikon, we talk klisheni, it's dinok klisheni lechumra, and you should not what? You should not put dvarim mispashlim the klisheni kali abishal in it. So that's what the Shvisa Shabbos writes. However, the Maorah Shabbos says that if in fact you follow the Minchas Yitzchok, who said that the Mishnah Berurah said a Safik Klishon, Safik Klisheni were Machmer, but a Safik Klisheni, Safik Klishlishi, there's room to what? There's room to be Makel. And that's what the Minchas Yitzchak wanted to say. Lamaisa, especially if you have a sniff, but in a straight up Safik, it's Muchach against the Shvisa Shabbos. He would say in this case that a ladle from a Klisheni we would assume would be like a Klishlishi. Okay. Now this brings us to the application of a little bit of drops that are in the what, when you put the matzekes back into the tafshul, or the pot of soup, what about the drops in there? So what do we say about that? So, how is it possible to put a ladle back into a kli rishon if you have water that's in the matzekes is going to get cooked when it's put back in, lamaisa, it's granted, okay, if it's yatsa lettuce, but it's not a problem, the drops in there. But lamaisa, maybe one could say it gets cools down. If it gets cools down, then you got a problem with Maisa. And it comes out that these tipos are going to be cooked in a kli rishon when you put it back in. So the Shmir Shabbos and Sif Mem Ches says as follows. He says, the matzekes sheba motzina ocho b'kli rishon min adin she tenikia v'yavosha. Shemachnisu b'kedei ra'achare apam ha'rishona yakbid sheshira ocho sheba lo yeh karim. You have to make sure that the food or the drops are not cold. So that's good according to the Bnei Ashkenazi Yotzim Biad Ramah that say name Bishabach Bishul as long as it's not in the Gamri. But the Bnei Sfard that hold like the Shulchan Aruch Leish Bishul Achar Bishul Kolzman Lamais is not Ziyalat Yatzel Lettuce Bowl. Bless you. And the Primi Godim says a remarkable thing. The Primi Godim, I want you to know this in the Ber Alok at Zivtav Naskin in Stanin according to Shulchan Aruch Imhura Klisheni. Even if it's a dying yatsa lettuce bowl, it's still considered bedino kamon itztanein, and there's considered to be a bishul. So I want you to get that. That's a very important primi godim, which I don't think we mentioned yet. In other words, even though it's physically in a klisheni, but if it's still yatsa lettuce bowl, lemaisa, it's a problem. Okay? It's still considered to be itztanein. I don't care whether it's yatsa lettuce bowl. The fact that it's in a klisheni, right? The fact that it's in a klisheni gives it a status of being nitztane. Zok to Mishnah Berurah, im nitztane, I'm the Bir Alok, I'm Mishnah Berurah, hanu ain't shiatza lettuce bowl. Right? We're talking, this is a chinu chesiv dalet. He said that a taz maskosho yishbun bishu im nitztane. Im nitztane Mishnah Berurah, hanu ain't shiatza lettuce bowl. Vim hurak le klisheni, af imaya adayin so lettuce bowl, yishlom redina kamo nitztane. Yishbo atah mishun bishu. Amazing. So even though physically it's hot, I don't care. You hear that, Prima Godin? Everyone got that, Prima Godin? Formally, it's in a klisheni. It's still yatsa lettuce bowl. I don't care. If it's formally klisheni, we view that as nitztane. And that would be a major problem. So you got to make sure that, lamaisa, you got to make sure there's really no food at all, according to the Mnei Sfard, on the what, on the ladle when you put it back in. And that's what we're saying. Even if this tipos archamo saying, nevertheless, it's still going to be initial bishul, lamaisa, especially if you hold at the, you know, this I want to stress because the whole time we've been saying if you hold matzekes a klisheni, coolest. Here's a chumra. If you hold the matzekes as a klisheni, it's a chumra because it's still hot in there. No, it's not. Al pi halacha, it's considered to be nitztane. You follow what I'm saying? It's a chap. Everyone hear what I'm saying? This is a chap according to the Prima Godim. You understand what I'm saying, Menachem? Because when you put it back in, what do you mean, it's still hot? What are you worried about? No, but a ladle's a cliche, and even mela, it's considered being itzane. And according to the Machaber, you should be machmer. So that's why you really got to be very careful, Lamaisa. You got to be very, very careful. And eights of this would be what? Would be to make sure, I guess, to get out of this is leave the ladle in there a long time. Then everyone's maskvitz a kli rishon. So if you leave it in there a long time, take it out. Don't have to be machmer on cleaning it off, putting it back in, because everyone holds a kli rishon anyway. And if it's the absoletus ball, you're good according to the machaber as well. So lamaisa.
That works even shloel aish. I mean, say from the entire chazanish, and that whole cousin bezayin was talking about was al aish. So when he said if it's prod, if you leave it there, it's for sure kli rishon. That's even shloel aish.
You mean? I think this concern will be even shalal eish filled kli rishon v'vashal shalal gabeish. Yeah, this should be a concern even shalal gabeish. Why not? If you hold it's a kli rishon v'vashal which we paskin shalal eish, why wouldn't that be a problem? Yeah, absolutely. So lemaisa, it's interesting to say that again you have to think about this concept. You have to think about this concept, regarding the Avnei Nezer. There's no agasa b'mayim, but other tafshilim there's an isra agasa. So you really haven't helped. It hasn't really helped at all. So lamite, regarding this, because I guess when you put it back in, lamite, if you put it back in, it might be a problem of agasa if you leave it in there for a long time. Okay. But Lamaisa, not everyone agreed. We said that Avnei Nezer is no isra agasa b'mayim. The Ruchaim Noah said not that way. Okay, so it comes out, Lamaisa, that this heter, what's the basic heter about putting it back in? The Minchas Yitzchak said, if you have another svar to be mekel, you could always assume, Lamaisa, here the Matzekis, Lamaisa, there are Rishonim saying, Bishul Belach, and you could say, Efshir Latzar, if you could also say there's a Shita that said Matzekis is a Kli Rishon, so you don't have to worry about that, and then maybe Lamaisa, it wouldn't be usher where it's a dain cham. So again, if you go back based on that minchas yitzuk, maybe you could say again that I don't have to worry about it. Maybe for this purpose, I'll hold it's like a kli rishon, and I hold ein bishlam b'shem b'davar lach. Okay, plus the fact the Or LeZion writes a psik reishal lo nichale on an issur d'rabbanan. It turns it into a issur d'rabbanan, and lemaisa you could be mekel even if it's l'stan and legamri lemaisa. It's a chetzishir, maybe the water, and we don't say chetzishir melechas bishul. So lemaisa, you could rely on the Or LeZion says in his mavo anaf alef osyud alef that there are kulas here to rely on halacha lemaisa. So maybe you don't have to be so makbin on it. The truth is, though, we pointed out earlier in shir with Rabbeisha, if it's already been cooked already, you have a kula. But the Shmir Shabbos said even if it hasn't been cooked already, we're worried about it by doing the dishes. So that's Lamaisa comes out. The best bet is to clean it off to the best of your ability. But in Lamaisa, there's a lot of coolers to say that you don't have to worry about it. Halach Lamaisa. Okay. That's regarding Matzekis. Now let's move to Dover Gush. And then we'll have to get back to, then we got to want to get to Dover Nischel. Okay, let's get to Dover Gush. We're not talking about the region here in Israel Gush. We're talking about Gush is a Dover solid, a solid thing. Okay, did anyone learn in Gush? No one learning Gush here? Okay. Gush is a section in Eretz Israel, right? But this is talking about a solid as opposed to a liquid. So what do we say about this? Very interesting din. Okay. It has a lot of ramifications too, Allah Maisa. The Mechaber in Yordea, in Simon Sadi Dalit, Siv Zion, has this halacha of a basar, hot piece of meat that's cut with a milchik knife. He says, all the chatichas are asuros, if there's no shishim keneged amakam asakin, where you cut it. So the Ramah points out there in Simon Sadi Dalit, Siv Zion, you're familiar with this, Zach, from Yordea, that's only by a basar rotech and a kli rishon. And then Lamaisa, Everything is also, if you don't have the, if the, even if the sakin is a ben yomo, you don't have shishim mebasser neged the sakin, everything's also. And the sakin would need hagala. But the Ramah says, ava imu klisheni, habasser sarach klipa, vasakin eats a bekarka. But if the meat's in a klisheni, okay, he says, if the meat's in a klisheni, he says, habasser sarach klipa, vasakin eats a bekarka. The basser only needs klipa to take off its outer part, and all you have to do is stick the sakin in carcass. You see from this Ramah that a dover gush that's nimsa, a solid thing that's nimsa in a klisheni, is not like a kli rishon. It's like a klisheni. It's not maflin mavliya. It doesn't spit out, it doesn't absorb, and therefore you don't need hagal on the sakin. So therefore, bepashtis, who would denominate gabi bishl and Shabbos, that you would say that a dover gush, a potato, that's on my plate. Even let's assume that a ladle is a kli rishon, let's say. So it's a plate, a big, big potato, steaming hot, on my plate. Let's say my plate's a kli sheni. A dover gush is like a kli sheni, mevur from the Ramah. However, the Shachner in Sifkot Lamed quotes this of a head to the rishon. Klal Lamed Vav. He says, even a kli sheni, a dover gush is dino ke kli rishon, calls man it's yatzel lettuce bowl, and you need a hagala. And the Marshal, also Zach was Masber, it's Isser Vheter Shalom, it's Simon Nun Aleph, says a Dover Gush is like Basser. There's no Chiluk to the Klirish and the Klisheni. Kol Zman Shiatz the lettuce bowl. So this is a tremendous Machlekes, guys. Whether a potato, is it like a Klirishon or is it like a Klisheni? Tremendous. Even though it's on my plate. Machlekes the Ramah against the Shach, Lamaisa, and the Marshal. So what's the Svar of the Shach and the Marshal? Chura would have said like the Ramah. So the svara Pashup Shad is like Taisus and Memam and Beis by us in Shabbos, their Maska Shmamine. Taisus gave that beautiful svara that a klisheni is not mavash because the walls cool it down. So Memela, according to Taisus, works very well. By a dover gush, it's like a klirishon. Lamaisa, it's not touching any walls. Not touching any walls. It's a potato straight up. Memela, it's not miskara. So Memela, let it retain its shame of being a klirishon. And the Taz in Yordaya there in Sifkon Yudalid says the same thing, that a gush is kekli rishon, but he does say you need dochka de sakine. On his own he doesn't say it. He says you need dochka de sakine. Without dochka de sakine, it's a dina klisheni. So the Prima Godim in the Mishpusot Zav there is mistapek. When you say a dover gush is kekli rishon, is that only legabe havlo v'aflota? Absorption and spitting out, but not legabi dini Shabbos, Bishul b'Shabbos, or maybe even by Bishul b'Shabbos, you say it's kli rishon. A sofik in the Prima Godim. So the Mechaber in Shin Yud Ches and Arsim in Sif Yud Tes, Mechaber in Sif Yud Tes writes, it's usher to plaster oil and garlic on something that's roasted, on a roasted meat, when it's keneged and madura. Even if it's been roasted mibod yom. Why? Because you know what's going to happen? The garlic and the oil get cooked. Isn't that a dover gush? Says the Magen Rambam Sifkon Mem Hey. He says, this is a dover gush. I feel a bit cliche. It's mavashal. Kosh Kain Shli. So you have the Shach, the Taz, and the Magen Avram. Taz and Adok is going to, but the Shach and the Magen Rambam say dover gush. Even a cliche is like a clearishin. Because the garlic is straight up there, it's going to get cooked. Mistama Lomaisa, that's like a Dover Gush being a klisheni. So Lomaisa, the Chassam Sofer quotes B'Shem the Baal Minchas Yaakov, that Lomaisa, we say a Dover Gush is a klina kli rishon, you're right, but that's only by Avlova Aflota. But Legabe what? Legabe Bishul and Basar B'Cholov, Lekuliyama, it's not Mavashal. Meaning for Bishul on Shabbos, and Bishul Basar B'Cholov, it's not called Mavashal. So says the Chavis Das. Sari Beis, Sivkon Chavzayin, and the Biurim, Lomaisa, that we assume that it's not considered Bishul Legabi Shabbos. So you have this big machloikis. Chazam Sor, Bishim, the Baal Michas Yaakov said it's not, but the Magen Avraham and the Shach say it is. Halach Lomaisa, and the Pashtus is, as they're saying very strongly. So, how can this Minchas Yaakov say such a thing? It's against our Machaber. Our Machaber, Shin Yuches, 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 Beferish, Dover Gush, is a considered to be like a cliche, is like a kli rishon, even though it's not a klisheni in Hilchos Shabbos. How can you say Hilchos Shabbos in Hilchos Bishul Basul Bachol? It won't be. I'm not talking about kashas or maflin or flot. I'm talking about cooking it. Lomais, if you cook, if I took a piece of steak that's not a klisheni, I put melted cheese on it, was it over bishul? No, he says Hilchos Shabbos. How do you say that? Also, Hilchos Shabbos are not over. What do you mean the mechaber has to be feirish?
You can't be kali bishul.
Oh, so let's see. So it could be. First of all, the Chassam Sofer says the Minchas Yaakov was only saying Legavi Basar B'Cholov that a Dover Gush is considered Tigun Ba'alma. But Legavi Bishul B'Shabbos, it is Asar. He didn't mean Kol HaTorah Kuli. He meant only Legavi Basar B'Cholov. But Od Yesh Lomer, this is what I was thinking, and we'll get to you when you say it in Zach in a sec. Who says the Mechaber is talking about a Dover Gush? He's talking about plastering Shemin and Shum Al-Gavi Tzli. They themselves are a Kli Rishon. Who says that he transferred it to another kli? No? What'd you say? No, everything's in a kli rishon. He says it's usher to plaster the shemen and shum on the meat. Who says something was transferred? Maybe everything's still in the kli rishon. The Minchas Yaakov says Meir, that a dover gush is considered to be a kli rishon only legabe havlova plata, the spitting out in regarding making milchus with fleishiks. But legabe kol torakula bishul b'shabbos and bishul b'asr b'cholov, it's not considered to be bishul. Okay, it's like a kli sheni. So the Chassam Sofer says a pellets against the mechaber. No, says the Chassam Sofer, you only meant legabe bishul b'asr b'cholov. Hilchos Shabbos it's considered to be, but the Hilchos Shabbos it's considered to be not a problem. Hilch Shabbos is not, well, not a problem. It is a problem. It's a double gush, but cliche is mavashal. But you know what? Another Teretz says maybe the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about that case. Everyone hangs double gush and it's a vites yuda. Who says he's talking about that? Who says it was transferred? Memela, you have no raya. You have no raya at all. So Indian halacha, how do we say like this? Let's get it. So Mishra Brura in two places. Mishra Brura in two places. Shin Yilches Sivkot and Samachay. And in Sivka and Kuf Yilches is Choshes L'chumra that a Dabragush is Dino Kekli Rishon. Done. He says, B'dievet, we don't answer it if it's Munuch B'Kli Sheni because we rely on the post and say a Kli Sheni is never Mavashal B'chol Gavne. But L'mais is Choshes L'chumra. But there's another Mr. Brunichos Pesach. Simen Tov Mem Zayin Sivka and Chav Dalim. If a Levech Atikas Basar Rotech in a Kara, Chomet Stik a Kara, Yesh L'hachmer. The Kosova post where it is Simon Sari Dalin, the Dover Av, Kazel, Yolan, who concludes Yisho, Kosman, she had to let it go. They have to do a dinim, Nicho, Sami, Kara, the teller. What's a teller? A plate, a salachas. So that's Hainu Klishlishi, Yesh Bahachmir. So the Sefer Nesivah Sholem says, yes, Dover Gush is also a Klishani, Klishlishi, Klishlervi, until infinity. Mr. Brewer in Hilchos Pesach says, Lamaisa, this din. That he says we should hold this din, and Dabar Gush is also a Klishlishi, Klervin, and Sivu Shalom speaks it out. Mishra Brura is saying it though. So, Lomaisa, this is what we should hold like Halacha Lomaisa. Okay? Therefore, I gotta tell you, one of my Rebbeim, Rebbe Yitzchak Goldberg, to the great Gaon from Eretz Yisrael, bless you, Zach. He was very mocked. We have, when he comes for Shabbos, Lomaisa, separate plate for the salad. He does not want the potato from the chulit going on the salad. So Dover Gush. Well, it's a cliche. No! It might be Bishul. Shiloh Bishul Minatayra too. So the Or Litzion, Perek Lamed Alachat Et Zion says, you take out a potato or a piece of meat, and you put it in a cliche, it's still burning hot. Is it mutter to put cold soup on it? So he says, Lamaisa, it's mutter. He held it was mutter. Because the minik svardim is to be mako by a davar gush, that it's dinuk klisheni. Like the Ramah himself says in the dark emotion, Yordaya. So he's basing himself on the dark emotion, and he says the truth is Chassam Sofer. But the Yaakov Yosef says, klisheni is not mavasas by davar lach, that the faunus or mitzana by davar gush, he says, you don't have that svar. So he says, there's a good reason to say it's klirishon, there are those that are mako. But he says, Lomaita, at the end of the day, Mutalaros Marak Sonal Tok Orizem, she had some letters with Malachas. She make Yeshua Malismo. So the Yoralitzion and the Akiyasev are very make Lomaita on this. However, Abel Yashiv, Zatzal, and Fisher Zatzal, they all held the Chumrah, And that's the minig. It's to Ashkenazim, machmer on this. And it's a good svara too, because you don't have to, it's just dofonos. Okay. Now let's get to the following. Okay, we want to try to get to the following, Lamaisa. What happens in a situation where you have a davar gush, let's say I got a lot of gravy on the potato. I have a lot of gravy on the potato. So, is it possible to say, you know, it should be like a tafshal lach, and therefore I put in a cliche, it's in a vash, I lost this davar gushite. It's not gush because it's so much liquid. So, pishchechuv in your daya, Simon Sadi Dalsivkan Zion says, if you look in the Soletis, Lamincha Klachov Gimel, he writes, the Torah so Hashem is Marich, Lahachzik Dasar Marashal, that it's a gush is always Kli Rishon, but he says, if it's mixed in with Rotov, Tocha Klisheni, it's Mekarit, and therefore it loses its what? Loses its strength, and it should be Klisheni. Kamokain says, the Prima Godim, Rashon Gimel, Neshal Avram Sivkot Lame Beis. He says, Ein Yordei Bepiriyi. What's bepiri mean? I guess in my what does he mean when he says piri? My fruit of my labor. Zach, what does he mean when he says I know they have a piri? Simon Sadidal the Tazos Yudal. He says according to Marshal or Machmer Begush Beklisheni. If you say it's Mavashal, Imkin Ain Takana B'Shabbos Lechol Bekaf. Yeshlomer Rak Imaflita Mavliya. The Gam Im Rotev Niskara Rotev the Gam Begush Beefsher. So he also holds this cooler. There's a lot of liquid in with the potato, then it's not a double gush anymore. And it's like a cliche in name of Ashel. Yeah, L'chura, we won't call that a davar gush. I'm talking about a potato that you picked out of the chulin. It's mamash, a potato straight up itself. So in the sefer, let's get this mishmeres shalom. Leaning iser v'heter behefsim ruby, you could be mekel if there's rotev, because there many many shitas are mekel behefsim ruby, the klisheni be davar gush. Even without rotev, there's certain shitas that say it. So therefore, if there's a lot of shitas that have some ruba, you know, and you don't want to have to throw it out, so there's room to be mekel, of course. And the Ksav Sofer has this in his Chedushim on Chulin, Kuf Dalet, that the Marshal Schidish of a Davragush is considered like a Kli Rishon, even though it's physically in the Klisheni, is where there's no Rotev. If there's Rotev, it's Miskar like on the like the Defonos. And that's Mekar the Davragush. And so says the Reb Chaim Noah in the Ksav HaShulchan, Simen Kufchav Talid, b'shem the what? B'shem the Balatanya. Okay. Now, the mice and the more Shabbos is b'shem Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, it depends how much rotev there is. If it's so much rotev that it covers the Dabra Gush, then you're right, it's a klisheni. If it doesn't cover it, then it's a Kli Rishon. He says it depends how much Rabbi Yashiv. However, if Fisher Zatzal held, no. He says, I don't care how much rotev there is, there's a din of a Dabra Gush, and that's it. Okay. Let's get to the following. It's late. I don't know if we'll be able to finish. We'll get to, you asked me afterwards. Let's just get to putting salt on the davar gush. I'd like to get to ketchup. And then tomorrow we'll get up. We'll get to put it together. Nifsa kakeluach and niskal as well. And we got to get going weiter. Okay, the Mishabura in Sifkan Ayin Aleph says, we've mentioned this before already, about salt. There were two lashonas in the Gemara. First lashon in the Gemara says, melech is lechurma, even miklisheni, it's misbashal. Second day, I think there's a list of basra, a melech is lakula, that even a klirishon, husra magadeh, it's not misbashal. The rov post can hold like the list of basra, but there are those that are machmirim, kilishta kama, and lamaisa, that's what Taisus, I think, said, tavala bracha, no? Am I correct? So the Mishabur points out that's only by salt that we dig up. But the salt that you put on the tables is made from water, and it's cooked. There's no bishul lekuliyama. Sugar also should be mutter to be put in a kli rishon shehusar al gabei eish. Some argue on that. The total is armed kli rishon lechachila. He says it's better, you know, move away from a kli rishon. But the pashtus is that our table salt really shouldn't be a problem. So what about putting salt on a davar gush? So the Maor Shabbos says b'shem Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal and Fisher Zatzal. The Mishabru says our salt you should be careful from a kli rishon. Is a Kli Rishon Mamish. Only a Kli Rishon Mamish. That warning of the Mishnah Brura, Yesh Lezarmi Kli Rishon Lechachila, is only by a Kli Rishon Mamish. However, by the Dabra Gush and Nimsa B'Klisheni, since there are postmen that say it's still called a Klisheni, and it's not Mavaso Kavachom Legabe Salt, which is killed Femi Shar Dvarim, that there's a room to be Makel, and therefore he thinks it's not a problem to put salt on the what? Table salt on that potato. Might not be healthy. But to put the salt on the potato, not a problem. V'chein posik the Shmir Shabbos and Sifnun Ches to mat the table salt on the on the potato that's on your what? That's on your plate. He quotes B'Shem Rishomo Zalman. Reb Moshe, though, I want you to get this. Chelik Dalet Simenai Dalet Yonah Bishol Shei was asked about salt that wasn't yet cooked. Can you put it on a Dover Gush that's on her plate? So he said, Halach L'Maisa, that it's mutter to put it on the Basar Cham, the Kli Sheni, because even a Kli Rishon, it's mutter if it's been removed all Eish. It's not Mispashal. But he says, Tov L'Hachmir, and therefore by a Dover Gush, where many people are Cholek, anyway, he says there's no reason to be machmer. But on a Basar and a Kli Rishon, it should be machmer. So bottom line, Reb Moshe says to put salt that even hasn't been cooked on a piece of meat in a Kli Sheni, he says would be make even uncooked salt. The Reb Binyamin Zilber in the Chuvas Az Nidbaru, Chelik Tes in Simon Yud, Chelik Tes Simon Yud Beis, says should be machmer even on a Kli Sheni, even on salt that's cooked. And he says, for sure on Michael, that's a Dover Gush. So he's machmer completely. And the Mor Shabbos says, the great owner of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, says you should be machmer in that as well. And it's before in the poskim, so you have a machloik. It's about table salt, even a non-table salt. You had one sheet that was makel even by non-table salt completely, and some are machmer even by cooked salt, lamaisa, that it was considered to be machmer. So you have the different sheetas, lechumra, lekula, on this. Okay, let's just close with one more nakuda, and that is on the ketchup. And then we'll continue with that ketchup on the piece of meat or on a potato. What do you say? Now, all the ingredients in the ketchup are already cooked, but maybe you'll consider it like a davar lach. We discussed that a little bit, but not regarding davar gush. So I said, I want to just point out Reb Moshe in Simenai and Dalet Yonah Bishol say, he says, Ein lahach rashtei chumras elu. First of all, davar lach, v'yesh bishlach rabishol. Some, you know, the Roma was meikol. That ain't bishlach davar lach. Number two, davar gush, maybe who says it's like kli rishon? So he says, these two dinim are argued upon greatly in poskim. Ein lahach rafil mitzad chumras Shabbos. So it's clear from Reb Moshe that we're not worried about putting ketchup on a piece of a potato or meat. Shmir Shabbos also makel perik alf sifnu and ches to pour ketchup on a davar gush that's nimsin a klisheni. And the reason being is that, again, that's different than the salad. The salad wasn't yet cooked. But in the ketchup, the vice of the ingredients are already cooked. And gush be klisheni in lahach bishul achar bishul. So he doesn't understand why the Shmir Shabbos is machmir to pour cold soup on top of a piece of meat that's in a kli what? That's a davar gush and kli sheni. So why, if the shmir Shabbos allows ketchup on a potato and on meat, why does he also depart a soup? Stuck a steer in the shmir Shabbos. So the Mor Shabbos says he asked from Shlomo Zalman this kasha. You know what he answered? He answered because I believe that the ketchup is not what is not a davar nuzzle. Remember we said it's not lachmam. It's like a cooked. It's like a cooked tomato, even though it has juice. But he says like yavish. So therefore, in such a situation, that's why Lamaisa he was makel by the ketchup. But to pour soup in, lamais on the meat, that's going to be a problem. Halach lamais, he was machmeran. The ketchup is the reason why he's making it, because it doesn't consider it to be a davar lach. Lamais. And therefore, lamais, that's why the ketchup lamais is going to be making on. But by the soup lamais, he's going to be machmer. Al kaponim, you see that the ramais is makel, davar gush b'klisheni, ain't machmer, davar mvushel, because he claims the ketchup is davar lach, and the Rebbe Yosef held another kula to be makel. Even though the liquid might be considered to be nozel, but he said it's sumach. And therefore, even though it cooled down, lo paka bishulo. So it's not like water that got cooked and got cooled down. And the bishul's not recognizable. And Mashenkin here, it's recognizable. And therefore, you could what? Yesh lahakal anich al agave davar gush, atzmo roteach hamunach b'klisheni. Because the davar gush itself, lo maisa, is considered, some say it's a klisheni also. And this is considered also be, it's like ein bishlach or bishul as well. Even though it's a nozzle, but it's recognizable to cooking. Okay, so we'll pick it up tomorrow with the lemon drops, and we got to get Viter. We got to do Nischal and also Kiluach. Okay, sorry I went over a little bit. Now, today we're going to play ball, God willing. Yeah?